We're in Simen Ayin Dalin in Hilchas Krishma. We're up to Sif Hey. We'll be doing Sifim Hey and Vav, as well as the first Sif of Simen Ayin Hey. Now we're in the sugya of the Isser of saying Shmar Divrei Torah or Tefillah in front of Erva, with Libo Roes Erva, or being Nogeya Be'erva. And we're going to see the additional halachas here. So far in Simen Ayin Dalet, we had learned that there was an Isser of Lev Roes Erva, where Chazal learned out of a pasuk that it is shayach to use the term Re'iya for the heart. Says the Mechaber in Sif Hei, Shar Eivar of Roes Erva Mutter. The fact that a different part of the body is exposed to Erva, that would not be Aser, that would not Aser saying Shema. Aval, im eze meivorov nogea, bein bervaso, bein bervas chavero, also likras krishmo lispalel. So the halachi is that that's only with regard to re'iya. With regard to negia, that there is an aver of the person that is touching erva, whether it's his own or someone else's, it is also to daven or to say krishmo or learn at that point also. Now the reason for this is in Isser derabbanan, also because it is mevila dehirur and is inappropriate for a time that you're davening or learning. Says the Mechaber now, V'yarei chosov sher v'shocheves aleim tzaref lafsikon bebeged o larchikon b'inyin shlo yiga hagid bohem. The same thing with one's own erva. The halach is that for a man, he's got to see to it that his clothes are mafsik between the erva itself, the aver itself, and the rest of his body. Otherwise, he would be considered a nogea, and it would be usur for him to daven or say psukim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in this case, where one's own aver was touching his body, b'dieved, he would not have to daven or say shema over again. Siv vav, hoisa taliso chagura al masnav, lechasoso mi masnav olamata. What happens if a person is covered from the waist down? Afal pi shemi masnav olamalahu orim, although he is totally undressed above the waist, mutar likros krishma. It is nevertheless permissible to say shema, aval ispalel aser ad sheyechasa libo. There's a special halacha for shmona esrei dafka, that when one daven Shmona Esrei, he's supposed to be ready to be omed b'fnei HaMelech, he's supposed to be dressed appropriately to stand before a melech. Since one doesn't stand before the king when he's undressed, even if it's only from the waist and above, one could not daven that way. But with regard to Kriyashma and Tefillah, all other Tefillahs and learning, the halacha would be that it would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says mutter doesn't mean mutter lechatchila. Mutter means it is mutter b'shas hadchak. Whereas lechatchila, lekovet, any bracha, one should really make sure to be mechase his lev. That was Simen Ayin Dalid, which was dealing with the halachis of libo roes ha'ervo or ervas chavero, which brings us to Simen Ayin Hei, which is actually referring to the halachis of seeing with one's eyes. Tefach magula beisha b'makom shedarka lachasoso afilu yishto also likros krishma kenegda. The halach of lo yirbacha ervas dover teaches us that if one can see erva, the halach is that it is also for him to daven. He could not say shema and he could not learn. So what do we define as erva? So the Mechaber is saying a tefach that is normally covered, that is now being uncovered, would be considered erva, even in one's own wife. Even though one can see it himself, there's no isser in seeing something uncovered that is normally covered when he's dealing with his own wife. Nevertheless, for shema, or to learn, to say a pasuk, a bracha, that with the Shem Hashem, that would be usser. Because of lo yirbach ervas davar. So really, what we're doing here is learning a halacha that the din of lo yirbach ha'ervas dover has nothing to do with whether or not it was permissible for him to see it. As soon as we say that a makam is considered something that should have been covered, we will give it a shem erva, and that will aser saying shema or learning. With regard to the isser of actually seeing or looking, so the Mishnah Berurah brings that in anyway, just that we should know the halachas. The halacha is that if you're dealing with erva, you're dealing with a strange woman who is an erva to the man, which would include any woman that is not married that is already a nida. So the halacha is that to be mistakel afilu be'etzva ktana, to look even at a small finger, at a pinky, kidei lohonis, for the sake of taking pleasure in the way it looks, the halacha is that that is usur. While it's a machlokas rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's usur midaraisa, as included in v'los asuru achrei einechem. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. It is a machlokas rishonim. That is, if one is looking for the sake of hana, for the sake of taking pleasure, and that would apply even to etzpaktana. With regard to looking means looking b'chavana, but not for the sake of taking pleasure. Looking for the sake of, one is speaking to a woman, and as a matter of derech eretz, he is looking. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that is permissible unless it is a makam machusa, meaning if it is a place that is supposed to be covered. If the woman is uncovering something that halacha required her to cover, so there the Mishnah Berurah says that even Riyah means looking b'chavana, but not for the sake of hana, that too would be asa. Now in the case of one's own wife, where there is no isser of looking, one could take pleasure in looking at one's own wife, nevertheless, it would still be considered erva if it is a makam mechusa with regard to Kriya Shema and Tefillah, learning, saying the Shem Hashem, all of that would be aser. So here in Hilchas Kriya Shema it says that all of that is aser. But it said a tefach that is normally covered. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that of the various parts of the body that have to be covered, the halacha of shok, which according to the Mishnah Berurah means above the knee, that would be more chomer. And he holds up there even less than a tefach in one's own wife, it would be usur to say Shema. Once again, the isur is not the seeing it, but the isur is saying a divrei Torah, saying Shema or davening in front of even less than a tefach above the knee, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is usur. Now the Ramah goes on, v'yeshomrim davka b'ishto. When is it that we have a shear of tefach in a makam machusa that is only in one's own wife? Aval be'isha acheres, if you're dealing with another woman, afilu pachas mitefach heve erva, even less than a tefach is an erva. Now this other woman doesn't necessarily have to be an erva. This other woman means anyone other than one's wife. So the Be'er Halacha brings a chiddush that not everyone agrees with, and he says that with regard to this halacha, a ktana, even a little girl from the age of 3 already, the halacha is that she would have any part of her that's supposed to be covered that is not, would have a shem erva, and one could not say shema, learn, say shem Hashem in front of it, or daven. Whereas if it's his own daughter, then only from the age of 11, which is similar to what we had before with regard to sleeping together with them. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, and once again there are cholkim, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, already from age 3, the halacha would be that a girl has a shame erva, meaning with regard to a makam mechusa, anything that should have been covered, the halacha would be that if that is uncovered, then one could not say Shema, or learn, or say Shem Hashem, or Davin. Now with regard to what exactly is a makam mechusa, so in the Gemara we find that there's the need for shok to be covered. Actually, the Gemara uses the limud of shok to tell us that that has a shem erva with regard to Kriya Shema. And the Gemara has another limud. This is not the Gemara in Brachas referring to the halachas of erva, but the Gemara in Ksubis regarding to the halacha of Das Yehudis, what is the proper form of dress for a Bas Yisrael, it says that the Zeroa Magula, if her arm is uncovered, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, that means from the elbow and up, if her arm is uncovered, so that is considered wrong, says the Mishnah Berurah. If that's the case, then if that is uncovered, even if the derech of women is not to cover their arms, the halacha will be that it is considered a makam mechusa, because Chazal told us that Das Yehudis requires that a woman cover it. So shok is considered erva because the Gemara learns that. The Gemara has a limud for it. With regard to Zroa, that the Mishnah Berurah says is considered erva because it is a makam mechusa in the eyes of Chazal. With regard to anything else, say, for example, from the elbow and down, the rest of the arm, that would depend on the norms. Meaning, if it is a normally covered thing, the halacha would be it's a makam achusa. If it is not normally covered, it would not be considered a makam achusa. So the Mishnah Berurah also brings down the issue of closing one's eyes. Will that help or not? So in the halacha of la'ir b'cha'ervas davar, the pashtus is that we paskin that closing one's eyes is not enough because it means he is in sight of it. He just so happens to be closing his eyes, but he is in proximity of it in a way that he could see it. He is situated in a way that he could see it. It's just that he happens to be closing his eyes. With regard to the halachas here of makam machusa with regard to Shema, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach and the Prima Godim that are Mekel, but the Chayodim is Machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you should only rely on it if there's really no other choice. It's interesting, in the Bir HaLacha, he went as far as saying that if there's no other choice and someone relies on it, then Ein Mochin B'Yado, you don't protest. Here in the Mishnah Berurah, he said that if you really have no choice, then you can rely on Atzimus on the Tzias Einayim. Now, LaHalacha, what happens if someone said Shema and he was in view of Erva, meaning of a Makam Machusa? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if he had no Kavana to see, it just happened to have been there, he had no Kavana to look, then B'di'eved, one does not have to say Shema over again. There, he is allowed to rely on the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah that all of these halachas are only referring to when someone looked, not when someone happened to have seen. With regard to the Ramaz halacha of Isha Acheres, even Pachas Mitefach, the Mishnah Berurah there says that there Atzimes Einayim is going to be enough. Closing one's eye will be enough. One more piece of Ramah here says the Ramah. The Nira Medivrei Arash v'Tefach B'Isha Erva afil Isha Acheres. The din of Tefach B'Isha Erva is not only for a man where there's a chash hirur, but Chazal gave it a shame erva even to the point where another woman couldn't say Shema. Rak sheba'atzma yecholo likros afal pi she'aruma kedaliel. It is only that with regard to the din of gilui erva herself, where the halacha is that if one's erva is showing, they're not supposed to say Shema. So the halacha is that even in the case of a woman, if she is sitting in a way that her erva is not visible, the halacha is she's allowed to say Shema. Whereas for another woman to say Shema in front of her, if any part of her body that is normally covered is uncovered, the halacha is that she is not allowed, this other woman would not be allowed to say Shema. This is the Deya of the Ramah in his Pshat in the Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rajba disagrees, and many Achronim hold that even the Rosh never meant it. So halacha lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, that another woman is allowed to say Shema, even though she is facing a woman who is not properly dressed, that would go for davening, and that would go for saying any pasuk.